You have your Bible and turn to 1 Peter chapter number 3. 1 Peter chapter number 3, verse 18. We want to stand honored to the reading of God's Word. The Bible says, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once in the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. The like figure, whereunto even baptism doth now also save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven, is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him." I want to preach just a little while on the baptism that saves. Amen. The baptism that saves. We can see here at the, and he's talking about, Peter's talking about, Peter talks a lot about the flood. The Noah's flood really had an influence on Peter's life. It affected him in a big way. It got his attention. It ought to get our attention too, because God, at some point or another, he'll get tired of sin. Amen. He'll get tired of sin and he'll deal with it, and he does, and he has, and he will. And we thank God for that. You say, "Preacher, I can't believe you said that." God, yeah, because I was an old sinner and he dealt with me. Showed me where I was at, and I realized I was lost and undone without him. I realized I need somebody to save me. And praise God, I'm glad Jesus raised his hand that Wednesday night, 1976, and said, "Son, I'm it." Amen. "I am the way, truth, and life. No man cometh Father but by me." And boy, I appreciate that. I'm glad there's only one way. I don't have to try to figure out the way. He is the way. And I appreciate these young men had stepped out on faith and received Jesus Christ as their Savior. And they're wanting to follow tonight in the believer's baptism. And we're so thankful for that, praise God. But we see in the Bible, he's talking about those that were lost in the days of Noah before the flood come. The Bible tells us there's 120 years of preaching and building and preparing the ark. And Noah was a preaching every day. I guarantee he's a preaching man. And every time you get an opportunity, you'll preach, and if you have to, you'll drop a hat, and if you have to, you throw your hat down yourself. Praise God. I'm like old Jeremiah, praise God. The Lord said that Jeremiah said he's just going to quit. He's going to give it up. Wasn't going to preach no more. But before he got out of that verse, he said, "But there's a fire in my bones." Amen. So I got to tell somebody. That's the way it is. And I hope that'll wait to be for these young men. I'd like to see God take a little Dave and take a Hunter. Some of these other young people, just set them on fire, Lord Jesus. Amen. And if a fire and operate, pray, we just pray the fire of God upon them, that they just kindle up and go into the highways and the hedges world and compel folks to come in. To be like old Noah preaching 120 years. It didn't seem nobody was paying attention, but the Bible says that God's word will not go out void. They were some folks that's listening. Now, why? Because the Bible tells us when it was all said and done, they was eight souls saved to water. Amen. In other words, Noah and his family got in. Noah and his sons got in. Noah and his wife got in. Noah and his wives got in. Amen. Praise God. It took place. It happened. What a blessing that is. So we see that God saved. And he talks about being God saved by the flood. And if you look over just a little bit in Peter, and I told you, Peter was infatuated with the flood. In 2 Peter chapter number 2, this is what he says in verse number 4. He said, "For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly." So he says, if God didn't spare them that sinned, praise God, he said, God won't spare us. Amen, praise God. God is a judge of sin. And praise the Lord, if we get a thought in the hearts of our minds, praise God, and realize that the Lord loves us, and He come and He died for us on the cross of Calvary. He did that on purpose, youngins. That wasn't an accident. He did it because He loved us. How much did He love us? He loved us that much. Praise His holy name. He was stretched out on that cross of Calvary. He gave His life for the sins of the world. But the Bible tells us that in Noah's time that the waters come down and the old world was perished. The old world was overflowed. The old world was covered over. Praise God, because of the sin and the wickedness in it, the old world was destroyed. I want to say, praise God, what we have to do is we have to put that old world behind us and we have to seek that new world, the Lord Jesus Christ rising up in that newness of life. That's what we're going to represent tonight as these young fellows go down that watery grave and they're going to come out in newness of life saying, I'm going to bury that old person that I was. I'm going to leave him behind. I'm going to go with Jesus. Amen. I want to say, now we need to take that serious. I mean, it's a serious thing. Praise God. To just to make that commitment to go with the Lord. And we need to be getting behind these our folks and encouraging them in that direction so that they can see the power of God upon their lives. If we ain't very careful, they get going just a little ways and we do this, it's all exciting and then the excitement's gone. This ought to be where the excitement starts. Amen. When we go in that watery grave, we come out in that newness of life to serve the Lord Jesus Christ and do something for Him because He's done so much for us. And we can't even recollect all that He's done. Amen. But we see the world and we see that old world was destroyed. Why was the old world destroyed? Well, it tells us over in Genesis chapter 6, verse 13, because the violence that was in the world. That violence was prevalent in the world. Now, I don't know if you know it, but that word violence literally means Hamas. Amen. That's what we're having over in Israel now is violence. Amen. Now that means obstruction. That means persecution. That means oppression. Amen. It means a perversion. That's what that word means. That violence. Everything that could be going on was going on. And God said, I'm tired of it. Amen. So He sent the flood upon. Now He didn't send it upon just a people or just a place. But He sent it upon an attitude and a state of mind. Hello? Amen, praise God. We're not just dealing with the wickedness and the violence, but we're dealing with attitude and a state of mind. It's ingrained in it. Amen. God said, I've had enough of it. And so He destroyed it with water. And out of that water, out of that old world, praise God, He offered us life. He offered us a rebirth by the flood of Noah's time. That flood, praise God, it came and it washed it all away. And pretty much gave them a clean start. Amen. Out of that came a new world, praise God. A brand new world that Noah was able to, and a new world that was purged of sin. All the sin was gone. Wouldn't it be nice to have a world where all the sin's purged out? Amen. Praise God, He'd have to come get me. An old sinner, amen. Saved by the marvelous grace of God. The Bible said we've all sinned come short of the glory of God. I'm glad, praise God, He paid the price, He bought me. We talked about this morning. Praise the price of sin bought me, praise God, on Calvary. Paid the full price so that I could go free, so that I could be saved. Purged my sin. Amen. So here we see Noah. He came out of the ark and he came into a new life. Amen. He had a brand new opportunity. I want to say, young men, that God's offered you a brand new opportunity right now. To die out to the old world and old things and the actions and reactions that you have and start fresh and new with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen to the Holy Spirit to speak into your heart and show you the direction He'd have you to go and help you to live a life that's pleasing unto Him. So Noah came out of the ark. He came out into a new life. He came out into a brand new world. Amen. You have an opportunity tonight, fellas, to come out into a brand new world as a servant of Christ. Amen. A different aspect on what God has got for you to do. I'd like to see God bring up some missionaries. I'd like God to bring up some preachers and preachers' wives. I'd like to see Him moving in a mighty way in our homes and our families. That's what we need today. We need to see God moving again like He used to move. We need to see God do again that He used to do. The power of God falling on our people. That's coming with compassion in our hearts, with a tear in our eye for those that's lost and undone. That's headed for a devil's hell. But we need to have the love of Christ in our hearts. We need to sell out, praise God, lock, stock, and barrel, just come in alignment with God. The earth was full of sin, but the sin was gone. It was made new. All the sin was gone, praise God, when Noah got out of that ark. Praise the Lord. Amen. God offered him a newness. Praise God. But we see Peter's baptism. Amen. It brings the thought. It brings through the experience, the same experience that we have. Amen. Praise God that we're going to have tonight as He speaks to us in what we read in your hearing in 1 Peter. In chapter number 3, verse number 21, he said, "The like figure whereunto even baptism doth now thus also now save us." Amen. He said, "You ain't preacher. If I come up with our little fellas and I get baptized, and I'll be saved too." No, you'll be just a dirt. You'll just be a clean sinner. Amen. It's baptized. It ain't gonna save these boys. These boys are already saved. These young fellas is already saved. They're saved. They've confessed their sin. They've asked Jesus Christ to come in their heart, save them by His marvelous grace. Amen. And they're just going to go down in this watery grave. Praise God. He said, "If the like figure whereunto even baptism doth now also save us." And he put in parentheses here, Peter says, "Not the putting away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God." Amen. Praise God. He said it's not the washing away of the sin. Praise God. But it's a confession of faith in Jesus Christ, who is the recipient. Praise God, that we through Him might be saved. Praise God, it was through Him. Praise, and Him alone. There's no other way given among men whereby we must be saved except through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm glad it's that way. He made provision for you, and He made provision for me. And I thank God, if we was the only people in the world, He'd have died for us. He loved us that much. And I appreciate Him tonight for that. So we die out to this world, praise God, and we live through Jesus Christ, through a good conscience, answer a good conscience toward God. How we do that? By the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus got up victorious over death and the grave. Amen. And praise God, because He got up victorious over death and the grave, He makes it possible for us to also. We come up and rise up in newness of life. I want to tell you, youngins, tonight, listen to me. Until you get saved by the marvelous grace of Jesus Christ and having to live and move into your heart, you're not even living. You're just a walking dead person. But when we get saved, praise God, there's something moves in, and there's something takes up housekeeping. There's something moves into our hearts and our lives and begins to convict us and woo us and love on us so many different ways. Praise God, you got to like one of them. And He shows us how much He cares, and He shows us how much He wants to do for us. He lets us know that He and He alone is in control. Praise God. You don't have no control over the things that happen in your life. You don't have control over things that happen in your body. But I'll tell you tonight, youngins, Jesus Christ is in charge. He has all authority. He has all power in heaven and on earth. Amen. Praise God. He's able to do all things. And He does exceedingly abundantly above anything that we can hope or imagine. Amen. God Almighty does that. And praise God, it's through this man Jesus. It's through Jesus Christ. Because He chose to get up. 3 days. We preached on this. We mentioned this last Sunday. Easter Sunday. Jesus died. And the third day He rose from the dead. He got up victorious over death and the grave. Amen. Because He did, we don't have to worry about that no more. Praise God. Bless His holy name. Because of what Jesus Christ done for you, what Jesus Christ has done for me, I don't worry about death no more. Death is a thing of the past. You know what I worry about today? What I worry about us today is us just living. Us living for Jesus Christ. Us living for the Lord. Amen. He give us life in abundance, praise God. And we ought to just receive it unto ourselves and allow Him to minister to us and allow Him to move into us and allow Him to take up His housekeeping. Praise His holy name. That's what happens when you get saved and born again. The Holy Spirit, it comes into your heart. It moves into your life. He takes up His abode. Glory, hallelujah. That means He kicks off His shoes and He sets up housekeeping. He begins to guide you and lead you, and we miss it so many times. We miss it because we don't allow Him to do the housekeeping. We don't allow God to begin to guide us. Youngins, listen, fellas, you got to let Jesus guide you and lead you in this walk of life so that you can be a light in the world. Amen. How many of us is missing it? I mean, just totally missing it as children of God. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of folks got a profession, but not much possession. Amen. Something big as the Holy Spirit of God moves in your heart. Now, you may not know it, but that's the third person of the Trinity. He's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost moves in you, hey, Lord, I like it. Some people say, well, preacher, it's the Holy Spirit. I like it old school. I like the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost, praise God, He can sneak up on those boogers. That's down in you. Well, glory. That's down in your soul and down in your life. And He get a hold of them. Praise God. Smack them around and cast them out. Amen. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. They don't even see Him come in. Praise God. We can't do that. I can't do that, but praise God, He can. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I feel good down in my soul. Amen. Say, preacher, why do these little old boys want to get baptized? They want to follow Jesus. Amen. Jesus said, my sheep know me, so I call them by name and they follow me. Amen. That's what we're doing, lining these youngins up, thank God, so they can follow Jesus. He knows where He's at. He knows where you need to go, and He knows how to get you there. And that was, well, glory. Somebody help me. Somebody, praise God. Hey, the Holy Spirit lives in your heart, and He directs your path day by day. He gives you that counsel and guidance from the portals of glory. There's not a better GPS in the world than we got through the Holy Ghost of God. He knows exactly where you're going before you ever head out. Knows exactly when you need to be there and knows exactly how to get you there. And Peter said, praise God, when you sell out to the Lord, you get past your flesh. And praise God, you go down that watery grave, you come out in newness of life. Life abundance. In abundance. Amen. Not that old life that you used to have. Hello? Somebody said one time, said, Holy Spirit of God moves in your heart and He begins to change you. Amen. Said, if there ain't no change, He said, ain't much of a change. Amen. But praise God, when the Holy Ghost begins to change. Now, it's not, listen to me. I won't scare you because it's not an instantaneous thing. Hello? When the Holy Ghost saves you, praise God, the Holy Ghost moves into you, and He begins to direct you. He begins to counsel you. He begins to show you the directions you ought to go. He begins to give you the good counsel of God. Now, all that you'd had before is some from man. And now, mom and daddy, they're doing the best they can to help you here on earth. That's why the Bible says we're supposed to honor our mom, our mothers, and our fathers. Amen. Somebody say amen. Tell me you youngins say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I got big youngins up here saying amen. Praise God. He said, if you want to live a long and prosperous life, the Bible said you honor your father and your mother. You lift them up. You listen to them. Take heed to what they're saying. Now, they may not always be right, but I guarantee you they'll always have your best interest at heart. Amen. So when that Spirit of God moves in you, praise God, you come up out of that watery grave, you come up out of that new, into that newness of life, and the Spirit of God moves into your heart, and He takes up His abode, kicks off. I'll be careful. I got to putting on boots anymore, praise God. I've done that one time, had on some penny loafers. I said, the Holy Ghost, I was a big way of preaching, throwed my foot up, and that shoe went flying back there to about where Hunter is, hit a lady right in the side of the head. Amen. Praise God. It's a good example. He got her attention. Amen. Woke her up. But He takes off shoes. He sets up housekeeping. He moves in. Amen. He begins to show you, guide you, and love on you. Now let me just say this. I'm hurrying. I'm going to get done so we can go bury them in baptism. Amen. When He takes up His abode in you, He begins to do things inside you. Now listen, this ain't cleaning up from the outside. Hello? It's called sanctification. It works from the inside. And the Holy Spirit begins to work on the inside. I can take any one of you and polish you up on the outside and present you, and you'd look pretty. Man, you'd look, well, some people I could. But praise God, the Holy Ghost of God, He takes works on the inside of you. And He begins to polish you. And He begins to make you more like our Heavenly Father, more like Jesus, our Savior, praise God. We begin to be more and more like Him every day. And we look and we feed upon the Word of the truth, praise God. And it polishes us. That's hard to say. It polishes from the inside out, and it makes us, praise God. What He had to do, we're on the potter's wheel. Amen. He's coming so fast, I can't get it out. We're on the potter's wheel. He's a making us. He's a molding us, praise God. And the Holy Spirit's a kicking and a pushing and moving those things that's inside us that don't need to be there no more, pushing them out to the outside. And the Holy Ghost, praise God, as He does that, the Heavenly Father's got us in His hand, praise, because that's what He says does when we get saved. Praise His Lord. Praise His whole day. He puts us in the Father's hand. We're covered in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit ministers to us. Amen. Praise God. And as that Holy Spirit, listen, youngins, as He's a pushing those old ugly things out of the inside, because we're in the hand of the Father, He's a smoothing us up on the outside. Amen. God's got this thing planned out. So when it's all said and done, you're going to be looking good inside and outside. And one day when He presents us to Himself, He's going to pray. He said He's going to present us, you and me. Now think about this, without spot or blemish or any such thing. Amen. You've got, preacher, I don't know how to do that. Preacher, you just don't know how bad I am. No, but He does. Amen. And the thing about the Holy Spirit is He knows where all those flaws are in you, to the thoughts and the intents of your heart, to dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit. Amen. The part that makes us live and breathe and have our being. God says, I know how to divide that up. He said, I can separate that all out. Amen. He said, that Holy Spirit moves through there just a little bit at a time. And He begins to weed it out. He said, you don't need that no more. Amen. There's a lot of things I used to think was important, the most important thing in the world. I used to hunt. Anybody know about hunting? I used to hunt. I mean, I was obsessed. I had lots of family time. As soon as we could get them little old babies where we could stuff them in one of them backpacks, carriers, man, we'd hit the woods. Amen. Lots and lots of family time. Amen. My wife, I kept wondering, she said, honey, family time, why do we have to dig through these thickets? I said, can't we get open trails to walk on? I said, yeah, I believe there's another right up here. Amen. It was ingrained in me. It's what I liked. But praise God, God Almighty comes on the scene. He began to deal with my life. He began to redirect my path through the Holy Spirit in my heart. I began to drift away from that. And guess what happened when I drifted away from that? I drifted into the arms of my Savior. Praise God. I realized there was something that was far superior to any critter in this world. Amen. And it was the Lord Jesus Christ, the Creator of the world. See, I found the best part. I found the best part, the biggest part, the greatest part, praise God, in Christ Jesus as my Savior. And Peter's saying to this, he said, it's not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, he said, but it's answer of a good conscience to God. It's standing before Him, praise, without spot or blemish. It's standing before Him saying, Lord, I realize I'm an old sinner. Now, there's not a person in here that'll ever be perfect. Not this side of eternity. We all sin, come short of glory, God. Amen. We're not supposed to feed on that. We're supposed to strive for perfection. Amen. Work at being good. Work at being perfect in Christ Jesus our Savior, because He is our righteousness. Ours is like filthy rags. Man, it won't cover much. That's like the rags that's used to bind up the wounds of lepers. Can't ever be used again. Have to be discarded. He said, that's what our righteousness is. But His righteousness is what we're counting on. The righteousness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, fellas. As you live your life, you're going to have difficulties. You're going to have obstacles you face. And you'll have to strive and seek and desire to do right, to be pleasing to God. Amen. To ask yourself in situations, what would Jesus do? Amen. If Jesus was here, what would he do? And then realize, well, wait a minute. Listen to me here. Here's the big one. He is here. He's right with you. Because he promised that he'd be with you, that he'd never leave you nor forsake you. He would always be with you. So wherever you are, there he is. Amen. And one day, in a little while, praise God, he said that he wants us to be with him where he is. The table's going to turn. Now he's with us through the Holy Spirit. But one day, praise God, we're going to be with him where he is. Amen. And then we'll really begin to live. I get excited in Jesus right here. I get excited in the Lord here on earth. But one day, praise God, I'm going to get to see him face to face. The Bible says, now I see him through a glass darkly. But one day, listen, one day we'll see him face to face. Oh, what a thrill that'll be. Amen. Praise God. I get that glorified body. I'll drop these old metal parts in me. I'm top to bottom with artificial joints. Amen. But praise God, one of these days I'm going to drop all that and I'm going to go be with him where he is. Get that body like unto his glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, you may look around and they'll say, what's that? And they'll say, that's Preacher Massey, praise God. He got excited again. Amen. Just a streak through heaven, praise God. Praising God, giving God glory for all that he's done. Because one day I'll get to see him. But praise God, because I believed in him, because I accept him as my Savior, because I entered into believer's baptism, I rose up out of that watery grave. I said the same thing you just said. I'm going to die out to this world. And I'm going to come out of there and I'm going to love and live for my Lord Jesus all the days of my life, the best of my ability. Now let me just tell you something. The devil will fight you sore. The devil is our advocate. He don't like us. He don't like you. But we also don't like him. Don't care nothing about the devil. Amen. I hope I get an opportunity to kick him off in that lake when it's his time. But praise God, unto them, Lord, I'm putting my faith and trust, Lord Jesus Christ, to protect me, keep me, lead me, guide me, direct me, woo me, and love on me. Listen, when there's nobody else in this world, when everybody else is gone, the darkest night that you'll have, Jesus is there with you to lead you and to guide you and to help you, to let you know, to snuggle you up in his arms and pull you tight, whisper in your ear and say, everything's going to be okay. Amen. I've got this, and better than that, I've got you. Amen. Those times in our lives when it felt like it was so dark and so dismal that there was nobody there. Seemed like I can footprints in the sand when we was walking all by ourselves. I said, Lord, where was you at? He said, I was right there with you. Well, Lord, how come there's only one footprint in the sand? He said, because them's my footprints. I was carrying you. Amen. He'll carry us. He'll bring us through. Safe on the other side. When we put our faith and trust in him. Now, he's not a spare tire like Josh talked about this morning that you can put on, praise God, when you get down the road and have a flat. Amen. We got to put our faith and trust in the Lord, praise God, from the very beginning. And allow him to guide us, praise God. And allow him to get behind the wheel. Let him drive. Not your co-pilot, but the pilot of your life to take you to places that you've never been before. For God's glory, for his honor. Amen. So we can just lift him up and we can be encouraged and be encouragers along the way. I know yuns have a... Yuns, I can't even imagine what school is like now. I mean, they so much stuff in there that we didn't even know about when I was in school 40-odd years ago. And I know there's so much in there now that you have to deal with. You'll have to deal with. But I want to tell you, you can deal with it with the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll help you. He'll be that ever-present help in time of troubles. He's brought me through so many times. Amen. I was ambitious as a young man. Kind of told a little fib about my age. Went to work at Biltmore Dairy at 14 and a half. Amen. Working way up in the morning sometimes, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Go home, get in the bed. I was riding with my neighbor. Go home, get in the bed. Mom said, I don't care how late you work. You're going to school, son. I'd lay down on the couch, take me a nap, an hour and a half. She'd wake me up and say, hey, get in there and get your share. You got to go to school. I'd get out of there before I'd come out of there, and I'd go to school. I'd have a test. Amen. You know them tests, them old dreaded tests? But I'd say, Lord, you know, I've done my best to study as much as I could. And Lord, please, if you'll just help me to bring to my remembrance those things that I need to pass the test. Guess what? I graduated beyond a roll. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. It was Him. He helped me, and He'll help you too. Young, listen to me. He's nothing like Him. He's nothing like the Lord. When we put our faith and trust in Him, and we ask Him, we take our petitions to Him, and say, Lord, I'm here, one of you little young'uns. I know you ain't ever done this, but have you ever got one of your kids, and you get up the next morning and say, well, I've got a test today. I forgot to study. So here you're jamming with them. Amen. Trying to help them get it into their head before they go down there to get this done. And you say, Lord, just help them. And it's cram session. Lord, just instill it in them. I'm going to tell you, our whole life, you can ask these senior saints here, our whole life is a cram session. We get our little young'uns at a young age, and we cram as much into them as we can. And it don't seem like it's ever enough. There's never enough time. Amen. But we have to trust the Lord to do the rest. To take our families, our children, our young men, our young ladies, and to bring them up and nurture and admonition of the Lord and see what God can do. Because He has all the answers to every question. Amen. And we sure appreciate the Lord tonight. Appreciate what He's able to do. Appreciate Him moving upon our hearts. The baptism it saves, praise God, it's a salvation of the Lord. He tells us 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 17. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, pay attention. All things are become new. Amen. He said, it's caused to be. The Lord says, if ever any man that is in Christ, he becomes a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's what we are. Amen. And then we just submit ourselves to Him. That's why we have believers baptized. Say, you know what? I'm just going to forget about this old world. And I'm going to live for Jesus. We push to make our kids all that they can be. And sometimes if we ain't careful, we forget the most important part. What Jesus would have them to be. Even for His glory. Amen.